This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll from the deadly COVID-19 virus has now climbed to over 228,000 globally. The number of infections is more than 3.2 million. In the U.S., there have been nearly 62,000 deaths and more than a million infections. The number of people who have recovered from the virus globally, though, is more than a million. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease specialist in the United States, says he is optimistic about the ability of the antiviral drug remdesivir, produced by Gilead Sciences. The drug shows promise in shortening the time it takes seriously ill patients to recover from a COVID-19 infection. Early data from an international COVID-19 drug trial shows the drug has a clear-cut, significant positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery, Fauci's saying. He added, this development is really quite important for a number of reasons, and that the recovery time was reduced from 15 days to 11 days in the drug trial, which involved over 1,000 hospitalized patients in the U.S., Germany, Denmark, Spain, Greece, and other countries. Dr. Fauci said this was the first truly highly powered, randomized, placebo-controlled trial for a coronavirus treatment. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government's coronavirus social distancing guidelines will be fading out when they expire on Thursday and states begin pivoting toward reopening. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has been advising the president, warns that a second wave of infections is inevitable, saying that Americans could be in for a bad fall and a bad winter if the right measures aren't put in place. This is VOA News. The ranks of the unemployed keep growing in the U.S., with another 3.8 million workers claiming jobless compensation last week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the world's biggest economy, the U.S. Labor Department is reporting Thursday. The newest claims boosted the six-week total to 30.3 million, even as a few states have started to reopen some businesses and U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing to jumpstart the national economy. But millions more workers could file for jobless assistance in the next few weeks. As the full effect of the pandemic takes hold, the United States has not seen this level of job losses, more than one out of every six workers, since the Great Depression in the 1930s. The scope of the layoffs has wiped out the entirety of U.S. job growth since the 2008 recession. The government reported Wednesday that the national economy declined 4.8% in the first quarter this year, with the prospect of a much bigger decline in the April to June quarter, more than at any other point since World War II. The newest weekly total for jobless assistance claims is smaller than the last 4 weeks, when millions more applied for help. That possibly suggests that the downturn has stabilized to a degree. At the moment, the reopening of the U.S. economy is a scattershot phenomena, with governors in a handful of states telling shopkeepers, restaurants, hair and nail salons, bowling alleys, and other commercial ventures that they're free to reopen if they wish, while practicing social distancing and encouraging people to wear protective masks in public. Numerous supporters of Trump have been pushing him to reopen the economy. Street protests have occurred over the last couple of weeks, with demonstrators demanding that U.S. government officials call off the business shutdowns to let them go back to work. European shares fell from seven-week highs Thursday after the European Central Bank held back on big policy moves, despite mounting evidence of the damage being wrought on the Eurozone economy by the coronavirus crisis. In Asia, stock markets jumped earlier Thursday on top of U.S. epidemiologist Dr. Anthony Fauci saying, again, that Gilead Sciences' new drug to treat COVID-19 has a, quote, clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery from the coronavirus. This fan hopes that lockdowns across the world could be lifted more quickly. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.